Yeah, they do, because you don't get back. It's 7 o'clock. Call this meeting to order. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
Doherty?
Here.
Hoffman?
Here.
Kuntz?
Here.
May Whitted?
Here.
Newberg?
Here.
Prusser?
Here.
Redmond? Savage?
Here.
Tucker?
Here.
Westmiller?
Here.
Stand for the pledge and invocation, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lord, many of us, including myself, object to the use of terms such as Xmas and some of the politically correct seasonal expressions to identify what we insist should properly be called Christmas. And we are all very well intentioned, but wrong. Christmas is a contraction also. The proper term is Christ's Mass. It is our humble celebration of the birth and life of your Son. It's about worship and family and giving of ourselves to those in need. Many of us have lost focus just as the word has lost meaning. Help us regain and maintain that. Lord, please bless and guide this body and its members as they conduct the county's business. We thank you for this opportunity to serve. Bless county employees and staff as they go about their jobs. Bless and protect our military personnel, missionaries, aid workers, and all others serving in all areas of the world. Amen.
We have no appointments. Persons speak before the board. No one's listed. Is anyone? No resolutions. Entertain a motion to pay all county bills.
Motion.
Motion by Pete.
Second.
Second by George. Questions, additions? If not, call roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Doherty?
Yes.
Hoffman?
Yes.
Kuntz?
Yes.
May Whitted?
Yes.
Newberg?
Yes.
Prusser?
Yes.
Savage?
Yes.
Tucker?
Yes.
Westmiller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Entertain a motion to approve the county board minutes from November 20th, 2013.
Motion.
Motion by Pete.
Second.
Second by George. I have some corrections. Can't tell you what page it's on, but it's a motion for the DCDC. It was not. The vote is not there, and the second motion for the 16 was not there, so that needs to be corrected. That's the only corrections I have. Okay. Anything else? Okay, call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
What are we doing here now, Sherry?
Do we have to read
the minutes? Are not correct. There's a total motion left out and the voting on another motion left out.
So we're voting on everything but that one part?
No, you're voting on the minutes with those corrections.
Okay.
I mean, Dana's aware of it. I sent her an email today. She just didn't get it in time to get the minutes corrected. I thought she could get that added to it. It's just a correction.
Okay. Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Doherty?
Yes.
Hoffman?
Yes.
Kuntz?
Yes.
May Whitted?
Yes.
Newberg?
Yes.
Prusser?
Yes.
Savage?
Yes.
Tucker?
Yes.
Westmiller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
For discussion and possible action, direction to state's attorney to enforce the siding 2001. I don't know who put that on.
I put the next five on here.
Okay.
And they, on the direction, I'd just like to bring that up for discussion, and it pertains to number two and number three, asking and directing the state's attorney for a definition of a new waste stream at the Clinton landfill. Mr. McGinnis had said there is a small amount of PCBs that's going to be coming in, and that would be, I'm wondering if that is a change of our new waste stream, So I'd like to see that we could direct that to the state's attorney to give us that definition of a new waste stream. And then my question three, asking and directing state's attorney for the definition of a chemical waste unit at the Clinton landfill. And I'm wondering, I'd like to know if that is listed in the 2001 siting that they had planned on building this chemical waste unit at the landfill at that time, or if it is a change of the 2001 siting that we do have at the landfill. So however we have to go about directing him or asking him for these definitions, I would like to have that done.
Okay. They're kind of in the form of a question now, Terry, so you just want that forwarded to the state's attorney's office?
Yes, if that would be fine, if we could do that, so that...
Excuse me.
And then on my question four, asking and directing state's attorney for the inaction of Clinton Landfill to produce documents requested of Clinton Landfill for and what actions the county needs to take per the hosting agreement to enforce this agreement. Mm-hmm. We have asked for documents per the hosting to be sent to Patrick Engineering. And that's been a couple months ago, and it has not taken place yet to what I've been informed. I know our state's attorney was supposed to call Mr. McGinnis and talk to him this week, Monday. We have not heard anything back to my knowledge that he has done that. So I guess I'd like that also put as a question to our state's attorney on where we move forward at this time on that inaction of the Clinton landfill. And then on my question number five, per majority of this board, what actions have been followed through with by the state's attorney to secure a law firm to represent the county in the issues pertaining to the safety and well-being of the residents of DeWitt County? And that was voted on by the majority for our state's attorney to begin that process and to secure us a law firm to be representing us. And there has been no reply back other than he doesn't know what to do on it. So I'm kind of wondering what type of help he needs from this board to get that started and to get us a firm to be working on the landfill issues.
Okay, so basically you just want this all forwarded as questions.
I think we ought to make this clear. These are Mr. Hoffman's questions to the state's attorney, not the questions of this full board, I don't believe. They're online.
And if we need to, how do we make it as a, do we vote it as a board, or do we want to just do it as my questions?
I mean, they are your questions, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, then I'd say that's how you need to do it.
Well, I would like an answer on the documents, because Mr. Court sent us all a memo stating he would be calling. He had called, and then he would be calling again because Mr. McGinnis was gone. So I mean, we've got an engineering company sitting out there that can't get the documents. And if CLI is going to refuse to give them, then we need to go back to the EPA and request them through there. The only reason they were being requested by CLI is because they sat here and told us they'd send them to us. So I would like an answer on that. So.
I'm thinking they were probably telling us that when relationships are perhaps a little bit different than what they are right now with this board.
Could be, but they still need to answer, Dave.
Terry, you're going to forward those questions with Mr. Hoffman's name at the bottom. Please add my name. I'd like to hear your answer.
Okay.
That'd be fine. Would anybody else like to add their names to it, too?
Sure, I would. Thank you for your questions.
Would you say? I'd like to have that forward to me, too, as well. I think some of those questions need to be answered.
Okay. Okay. And mine will be on there, too, because I want that question. I'd like it answered. Unless Mr. Kortz. We're talking about your phone call to CLI. Did you get a chance to speak to him?
Certainly did.
Okay.
He said they're not going to send Patrick anything.
Okay. Then that one's answered. This board will need to move forward to contact EPA to ask for those documents. That's where they were being sent from to begin with until CLI offered to get them to them. So we'll need a letter drafted to EPA or take Patrick's request and draft that letter.
Can I make a suggestion? Why don't either Patrick or I could do it for you, and then they got a time limit and they can't stall us for a month. We'll get them faster with a FOIA.
Yeah, you'll probably be too long. Yeah, you'll probably have to. I mean, we will have to, or Patrick, whichever. So. Okay.
And then I suppose the other question, while Carl has come in here, on my last one, we'll send the others to him because he'll have to study those to answer them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah. You can answer those now.
Is that what you want?
If you would like to, yes.
Well, number one is direction the state's attorney to enforce the signing of 2001. The original host agreement was signed in 2001. The signing resolution was signed in 2002. I assume that's what you mean. I don't know what that question means. That's like saying enforce the traffic code. Of course I enforce the traffic code. If there's a reasonable basis to believe that there's been a violation of the traffic code, then action gets taken. If there's a reasonable basis to believe that signing conditions have been violated or host agreement has been violated, then I'll take action. I don't have a reasonable, good faith basis to believe that yet. And particularly, the siting agreement, the host agreement that we have, has been amended several times. Now, I'm not going to get into too much detail on the county board meeting, but you have the Illinois Pollution Control Board. I think, what's the alleged violation there? That they didn't come back for a second siting? I mean, is that what you're looking for? You have to tell me what you want to force. What are you talking about?
Well, that is pertaining to my question to the new waste stream at Plant Landfill that is being proposed. Is that a new waste stream that is not in our siting? And yes, of 2002 instead of one. But
what new waste stream is being proposed?
A small amount of PCBs?
Well, the question was definition of new waste stream.
Right, and that's...
The term waste stream is, the statute is replete with the term waste stream, but it's never defined. There are examples of waste streams, like hazardous waste streams, special waste streams, electronic products waste streams, but the actual term waste stream is never defined. If you want to try to find a definition, I went to enviromnews.com. Their definition was a waste stream is the complete flow of waste from domestic or industrial areas through to final disposal.
BusinessDictionary.com defines it as an aggregate flow of waste material from generation to treatment to final disposition. A waste stream is a stream of waste. Sometimes classified by its source, where it comes from, like a school waste stream, nuclear power plant waste stream. Sometimes classified by its characteristics.
So what would set it off in our 2002 siting pertaining to a new waste stream? That would be waste that is not...
What provision are we talking about here?
Well, that's what I'm asking you to look into and to refer back.
I'm just going to go down the list. Asking and directing state's attorney for the definition of a chemical waste unit. The Illinois Administrative Code defines chemical waste as a non-putrescible solid whose characteristics are such that any contaminated leachate is expected to be formed through chemical or physical processes rather than biological processes. And no gas is expected to be formed as a result. Defines chemical waste as a solid waste. The definition of solid waste means a waste that is defined in this section as an inert waste, as a putrescible waste, as a chemical waste, or as a special waste, and which is not also defined as a hazardous waste pursuant to Illinois Administrative Code provision. Unit means a contiguous area used for solid waste disposal.
Mr. Courts?
Yes.
That first definition that you read in the last series of definitions, could you give me the citation for that, please?
35, Illinois Administrative Code, 810.103. So it seemed to me a chemical waste unit is an area used for solid waste disposal, a type of solid waste disposal. If you look at the host agreement, the landfill characterized their chemical waste landfill, or they stated they had an intent to construct and operate a chemical waste landfill for the disposal of PCBs and PCBIs within a section of Clinton Landfill Number 3. So I guess the definition of chemical waste unit that we're working with is defined by the host agreement, which is what they intended to construct. Also, perhaps testimony at hearings, permitting, we refer to all those documents and units as a chemical waste landfill for the disposal of PCBs and PCBIs within a section of Clinton Landfill Number 3.
So was that in the 2002 siting that was going to be built at that time within this landfill?
Illinois EPA has already said that they don't require a new siting. The Illinois Pollution Control Board has already said that the siting is a permitting decision for the agency. We're going around in circles. I don't have a good faith basis right now to believe that the landfill violated the host agreement. If somebody brings that to my attention instead of asking me about vague provisions or something that they did out there, someone says, hey, the landfill is doing this, can show me that the landfill is doing this, and I can compare it to a statutory or Illinois Administrative Code, host agreement, siting condition, then I can go from there. But we're not going to talk about hypotheticals, and we're not going to have this back and forth every week. We need a siting for a new pollution control facility. A new pollution control facility is defined by statute. A pollution control facility is a new pollution control facility is one that was initially permitted for development or construction after July 1, 1981. That's what we're dealing with. Or the area of expansion beyond the boundary of the currently permitted pollution control facility. The IEPA has already said in a letter to Watch, and it is their position, that the chemical waste unit was entirely within the boundary of Clinton Landfill 3, and therefore it is not an expansion beyond the boundary, therefore it is not a new pollution control facility, therefore it does not need a siting. A determination if the pollution control facility is new, like I said, there's the Mahomet Valley Water Authority case against CLI. The board said it is the agency to decide before issuing a permit whether the facility is a new pollution control facility. And like I said before, the Illinois Pollution Control Board stated in its order affirming its dismissal of all counts as frivolous that the issue of siting was a permitting decision for the agency. You know, Abraham Lincoln once told the jury, asked the jury, How many legs does the dog have if we call his tail a leg? And the answer is four, because calling a tail a leg don't make it so. So we can sit here and say, they violated, they violated, they violated, and maybe, you know, that's not for us to say. The Illinois Pollution Control Board has already said they haven't violated. The Illinois EPA is already satisfied with the siting agreement. So us saying they need a new siting agreement doesn't make it so, because the IEPA has already said they don't. The Illinois Pollution Control Board has already said that's a permitting decision for the agencies. So we're just going around in circles. You ask the questions, I've answered your questions, we're done. We're not doing this every meeting. We're just not, Ted.
But you did not answer what a chemical waste unit, per the EPA, they don't even have a definition that says it is not even in their definition. So we're wondering where
I gave you the definition of chemical waste, I gave you the definition of solid waste, I gave you the definition of unit. All put together gives you chemical waste unit. We can also look at how it's used in the host agreement and in the minutes of any hearings. We're done. We're not doing this every meeting.
And then would like to ask on what action's been followed through from the majority vote for to secure a law firm.
Right, you already asked that and I already answered.
But you didn't know what to do.
That's not what I said. If you have confusion over what I said, you can go back and review the meetings for the minutes that I already answered that question.
So have you followed through in an hour on it?
Terry's not my client. Okay? The county board is my client. All right. So if the county board has questions that they want to vote on to forward to me, I may consider getting to those. But I'm not doing this back and forth with 1/12 of my client every week and wasting everybody's time. We're not going to litigate cases in county board meetings. I'm not doing it. We're done.
Very good. Thank you.